When you hear a sports announcer say, "How about that?" you know you're listening to Mel Allen. Or when you hear one saying, "He's in the catbird seat," you know you're listening to Red Barber. And likewise, when you hear, "It is now post time," you know it could only be Fred Capocello, the voice of horse racing. We'll interview this famous track announcer, Fred Capocello, right after this important message. Fred, tell me, how about betting? Are you a betting man?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because a lot of people ask me and write in, too. Jackie, I have never made a bet in 25 years. Psychologically, you can't have a bet on a horse and give an impartial call like we do from the first horse down to the 12th horse. And you would be tempted to look back and see what the jockey was doing with your horse, and it would break up your continuity of thought. You couldn't give a clear, concise description of what's going on the racetrack if you had a financial interest. And I made it a vow when I started that I would never make a bet, and I've never broken it in 25 years, never made a bet, Jack.
You got a real, real strong constitution. I had to come out here and see these number of races. I know there have been certain horses that you just love.
Oh, yes.
You have one that stands
out?
Yes,
I do. I go back quite a few years, and a lot of people will disagree. But in all the races I've watched and the way this horse ran and humbled his opposition, stands out in my mind. He did everything from 3/4 of a mile to 1.25 miles and won convincingly, Jack. And that was a wonderful horse called Count Fleet.
Count Fleet.
That's right.
Did you get a chance to see Man O' War run?
No, it was just before my time, Jack.
Uh-huh. Do you think it's fair to compare Man O' War with, say, a Native Dancer?
It's hard to compare horses. It would be hard to compare two fighters. It would be hard to compare two baseball players of different eras and say one was better than the other. It's just a matter of opinion, Jack.
Mm-hmm. In your 34 years of racing, there have been many innovations.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, what, in your opinion, has been the greatest thing that has happened to racing in the last few years, for instance?
Well, I think it's a group of innovations that they've put in. The starting gate was one. The photo finish of the ultimate finish of a race is second. The filming of the entire race is important because it gives the stewards an opportunity to examine a picture, stop it, go back, and thoroughly diagnose what happened during the running of the race so that they can make their decision whether a boy interfered with another horse, and everything is fair. And I think all these innovations have helped our business.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Fred, for coming on with us.
Thank you, Jackie.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.